B-Pod Studios.
Brought to you by Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers. Visit paworkinjury.com. 9 o'clock, a little less than an hour from now, we're going to talk to our friend Tim Saunders, right here at 97.5 The Fanatic, Flyers play-by-play man extraordinaire. Tim Saunders will be joining us. A week ago, we had his broadcast partner, Steve Coates.
You did.
So, obviously, the bar is high. But we'll talk to Tim Saunders later today. The Flyers dropped the puck 3 o'clock today. We're all excited for a little playoff hockey. We will be at Xfinity Live today.
Yeah, we will.
Xfinity Live is going to be hosting a watch party for the Flyers, outdoor, socially distanced.
Yep.
And we're going to be taking part in that as well. We'll be down there as a show watching the Flyers win. Because that's what we want to do. We want to be watching the Flyers.
You confident
play.
Today?
I'm extremely confident today.
Yeah?
Yeah. They're going to...
Jane?
Yeah. I mean, not extremely
confident. That sounded yeah.
not extreme. I wouldn't say extremely. I'm mildly confident. Like, okay. I do think Montreal's going to steal one here.
Yeah, I think they're going to steal game three.
All okay. right.
Yeah, I don't think they steal game two.
Here's a great number for you. Ready?
Well, go for it. What do you got?
All right. Teams that go up 2-0 in the NHL go on to win 87% of the series.
Mm.
Teams that win game one and lose game two win only 48%. So you might say it's a big game.
I'd say it's a big game.
Big game.
87% of the time, they win every time.
Big game.
By the way, so we're going to be there at Xfinity Live today. We'll be watching the game at Xfinity Live, which is it's got the Flyers watch spot presented by Bud Light. You'll need a reservation to be there. You'll need a reservation to watch. You watch the games at Xfinity Live's outdoor seating area located on the 1100 Social Patio, which is just
a great patio. Yeah, really tons of TVs. Yeah.
It's fantastic. So you can make your reservation online now for Sunday's game at opentable.com because reservations for today's game are already almost gone, if not already gone themselves. So Xfinity Live's great place to watch these games outside and socially distanced. As we said, visit XfinityLive.com for more details. How about that?
Going to be fun.
It's going to be a great time.
Good way to start the weekend. Beers at 3 o'clock.
I'm taking Toots out to lunch today, so I'll probably have a beverage or two before I...
Check you out. Oh, so we're going to get a slosh mark for today, huh?
There you go. Well,
wow.
I was
thinking of going for a run or something before we started at 3 o'clock. You, on the other hand, are going straight to the whiskey at noon.
No, I'll probably be starting with some wine. Probably gonna have some wine.
Oh, you know what? Wine, I can't. You know, I only drink beer and wine, as we've said many times. I can't drink wine in the afternoon and keep going.
Oh, I could keep going for like 48 hours.
Wine makes me. I love wine. You guys know I love wine, but wine to me is the either with dinner or you know at night. Like last night, I'm watching games and I'm getting ready for today, and I had a glass of wine before I go to bed. But I can't drink wine in the afternoon; it makes me too tired.
Hmm.
I don't know why. It just does.
I think Jamie looks at it as Gatorade.
Yeah. That's his hydration for the beers later on.
Look at all the nutrients in it.
Exactly.
It's good. Antioxidants.
It's got fruit. Grapes.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
It's mostly water.
You're
anyway.
Fine.
Everything's mostly water, right?
So we'll be enjoying some Bud Lights tonight as well.
I can't wait just to watch sports around a crowd of people again.
Do I go
at a safe distance?
Do I rock the LeClaire jersey today?
I think you should.
Or do I just go Flyers t-shirt? Because right now I have the Flyers t-shirt on that I wore for game one and they won.
So I go
with the t-shirt.
Yeah,
again.
Just stick with
yeah, James,
working.
Should we wear the shirts that we...
I think it's in the mailroom, Bob.
Do we
oh,
have a mailroom?
No. They just,
their mailroom?
Yeah, still waiting to be sent out.
Never left their mailroom. So we got Flyers tonight, 3 o'clock. I say they win Flyers this afternoon, 3 o'clock. Carter Hart, back in net, obviously. But it was interesting listening to some of the guys talk about Carter Hart. I get the sense Carter Hart's just a really weird dude. Like, even by goaltender standards, weird dude. Like, Bernie was looked at as a weird guy. Right? But Bernie's just eternally optimistic. That's what I love about Bernie Perron. And eternally happy. Like, I just love that guy.
Yeah.
Carter Hart, I think, has a lot of those same genes. Like, he's out there.
Well, I think goalies and left-handed pitchers are probably of the same kind of mindset, maybe. That they're just...
Yeah, there you go.
You kind of look at him and you go, he's a goalie. Yeah. Okay. Oh, he's a left-handed pitcher. I got you.
Yeah, so
no more explanation needed.
He's a weird dude.
Yeah.
I get how it works.
You know, one of my favorite things when I was little, real little kid growing up, it concerns Bernie Perron, and that was sitting in the front of my house at the curtains because my sister babysat for Bernie Perron.
Right.
and my other sister babysat for Gene Hart, waiting for them to get dropped off so I could open the curtains and see if it was Bernie Perron or Gene Hart who was dropping off my sisters that night.
That's pretty wild.
I'm not kidding you. I remember that. Like, I would be so excited. And I would just lay there for, like, hours waiting for them to come home.
Hey,
so that
Bobby!
I could, yeah, exactly. And you see the Cadillac door open and be like, oh, Bernie's out there. Bernie's in my driveway.
You know what's funny about that? His, Bernie Perron's idol, it's escaping me now.
Jacques Plante.
Thank you very much. Jacques Plante, yes.
Great world navigator. Kidding.
He would wait at home, Bernie Perron, when he was a kid, and he'd wait for Jacques Plante, because he lived in the same neighborhood as his sister or something like that.
Right, yeah.
And he would wait by the door, and Jacques Plante would get out in, like, an overcoat and fedora and a cigar, and he's like, ah, the coolest. You know what I mean? Like, but anyway, it's just a cool tie-in. But, like, good goalies are very much out there, and he's certainly out there, Carter Hart. And his teammates were all talking about it. Like, Claude Giroux was like, oh, yeah, he's a funny guy, but he's a goalie, so he's funny in his own way. And it's like, okay, that means...
I think that means he's funny to us.
Yeah.
Like, in a good way.
Like, we laugh at him more than we laugh with him.
Exactly. But like, he's so weird, he makes us laugh.
But it's, like, more of an admiration than...
Yeah.
Like,
oh, sure,
like, the guy more than anything.
Yeah.
And I think that's great.
Yeah, it's great.
Because, like, this guy's so weird, but we love him. You know, I think that's kind of the attitude. And the way Claude Giroux was talking about it yesterday, it was that kind of inflection in his voice. It was that's kind of how he put it. But then you also listen to what the guys did for his birthday, and according to Shane Gostisbehere, they got him ice cream and sang him happy birthday. Are they just saying that because he's 22 years old and they got him ice cream? Like, oh, this little kid with the ice cream?
They're all bubbled up. There's probably options were limited of what they could have done. I don't know if they could have gotten a keg delivered or something like that, but ice cream's a good thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I just find this team so entertaining, and I just find them so easy to like.
Yeah.
Because all we're really asking for, especially right now, is that we don't have to question a team's effort. And right now, we don't question the Flyers' effort. We know, especially over the last month of playing hockey, so really over the last 6 months, if you will, the last 2 months of actually playing hockey, the Flyers have been in high gear. And Alain Vigneault, as we continue to go to and will continue to go to, holds these guys extremely accountable. And ultimately, that's what we want in a Philadelphia sports team. We want them to be held accountable. We're holding them accountable as fans, as media members. We hold them accountable. On this radio show where we take calls and we talk about them, we hold athletes accountable. The Flyers, we really don't have to hold accountable because their head coach is doing it. Now, we still call out what we don't like. Like, God forbid, I mentioned that they got blown off the puck for big spurts in that game in game one. God forbid I even acknowledge that. But I have to call it as I see it, and that's how I saw it, and I thought it was a fair assessment. I think they win tonight. I think they go up 2-0, and I can't wait to get to Xfinity today at 3 o'clock to watch the game with all you fine people as well.
Can't wait either. I love watching. They've won 13 of their last 14.
Yeah, right.
I mean, think about that. They won 13, and if you want to throw in the exhibition game when they started the bubble, 14 of 15, because they beat, what was it, the Penguins, I think, in that exhibition. But they are just... Who had the line the other day that we had on? I forget. They said before they were sneaky good. No, now they're just good.
Yeah.
You know, and they are. And I did. I told Egan today. I watched a lot of the Blackhawks, Vegas, Golden Knights game last night. I watched some of the Bruins game yesterday. And in comparing, I'm like, these guys have nothing on the Flyers. They really don't. Yeah, they don't look faster. They don't look bigger. They don't look, oh, my God, that's an overmatch. They don't have goalies that you say, wow, these are a lot better than Carter Hart. There's really nothing there.
Primo said it.
That's
right. It was Primo, right.
Yeah. That's right. I was like, it was somebody of
yeah, I could, yeah, I know. I couldn't remember.
So we got that going on, and we compare that to the Sixers on a team that we constantly question the effort. We question whether or not guys are being held accountable. And one of the things that I'm looking at right now with the Sixers is that if they have any chance of beating the Celtics, it's going to come down to Joel Embiid. And Joel Embiid has been their best player, not just their best player, but obviously their best player against the Celtics as well. And Joel Embiid has an opportunity here to really show how dominant he can be without Ben Simmons. And I'm not saying that those two can't play together. It's nothing like that. It's that your other best player is out. He's not playing.
Right.
And I heard some people already trying to make excuses, read some people already trying to make excuses for Joel Embiid, saying that, oh, well, if Ben's not there, then they have no shot anyway, so Joe's just going to check out. If that's the attitude, shame on him, man. Because if somebody else of great talent, like Ben Simmons, is going to be out of the lineup, and whether or not you have any, whether or not you have questions about Ben Simmons on the offensive end of things, what you lose in him defensively is awful. So not having him hurts you defensively so much, especially when it comes to Jason Tatum. But when you look at Joel Embiid, this is an opportunity. If you really want to show how dominant you can be, go off in this series, man. You're going to have a great opportunity to do that against the Boston Celtics. That's the only chance the Sixers have actually winning this series, if Joel Embiid just absolutely dominates this series.
And even more than that, and even, you know, if yeah, look for him to dominate the series. But look for him to make a statement no matter what happens in this series. If it's 3-0, I want to see Joel Embiid still trying to dominate. If it goes to a game, if they lose a game by 25 points, I want people to say, yeah, Celtics won, but damn, Embiid was good. Like, not that I'm anybody. I say this to my kids all the time. I don't care if you're on a team that gets killed 6-0 in a soccer game or loses by 20. Everybody's going to look at the team that dominated and say, wow, they're really good. But you have in your mind that you want the people to watch the game said, yeah, but you know what? That number 6 on the other team, he played his ass off, or she played her ass off the whole game. She really tried. Be that person. It's easy to be on the losing team and dip your head and shrug your shoulders, which Joel Embiid is accustomed to doing. Don't be that guy, Joel. Like, if I'm Brett, I'm having that talk with him. Don't be that guy. Make everybody know who you are in this series, whether you dominate or whether you're just playing harder than everybody else.
Just to shift for 1 second to what we were talking about before the break. Our man Sid was on Twitter with us here, Lid, excuse me, and he asked what Uncle Junior meant.
Just watch this particular episode.
Well,
somehow you can work your way around telling us.
I figured I talked about it. I highlighted it by saying some might term him a selfish lover.
Ah, that's
that,
a good
is that, right. Is that a good?
Yeah,
way?
Yeah.
Everything that's coming to my mind, I don't feel safe saying on the radio.
And that's a good. That's good.
So I'm just gonna refrain here.
The boundaries. I feel like how I describe it is. It paints enough of a picture.
My brain's fairly broken, so like...
Was it the wine? You had wine already, didn't you?
It's more the gutter that it thrives in, so I'm just going to back off here.
And that's what Olivia Munn was talking about, somebody being a selfish lover, if you will.
Yes.
Should we have a martini today? Or at Xfinity?
I'm almost afraid to, because I don't want to jinx... I don't want to jinx anything.
A celebratory martini.
All right, if they win, we have one after?
Sure. Yeah, I'll have a martini.
With Elaine, in spirit.
In spirit.
I've never had one.
I've had like 2 martinis in my life. One was poured through an ice luge.
Really?
Yeah.
I love ice luge. You did a whole martini through an ice luge?
They chilled it by pouring it through the ice luge. Right.
And so they basically just poured vodka down an ice luge.
Into a glass and then you drank it into your mouth?
The glass had olives.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I saw you at the end of an ice luge waiting for a martini. I was like, oh.
No, that didn't happen. I can tell you that much. That didn't happen. 610-632-0975. Oh, and the Phillies bullpen still sucks.
Walker looked good last night.
How pathetic is that? But JT Realmuto also issued a challenge to Philadelphia sports fans. And we'll get to that a little bit later. But right now, we got Brian in Collinswood. What's up there, Brian?
Morning, Mark.
Hey, buddy.
Morning, Bob. Morning, Jamie.
Hey, Brian. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you boys doing?
Great.
I feel like your last caller, Mike, you could have asked, how do you think the weekend's going to be? And he would have been, it's going to stink. Like, mayor of Negladelphia right there over the Flyers. How can you be negative over the Flyers right now?
You can't be negative. You can't be negative. If you're negative, you're just a negative Nancy your whole life.
That's what I'm saying. Our game one, you know, it kind of worried me a little bit on the beginning of that second period, where going out of the first period, we had something like 8 more shots on goal or something like that than the Habs did. But and then within a 2-minute period, they completely passed us on shots on goal, and we still held it down. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's us not playing great. As somebody on the radio a couple days ago compared it to, you know, you got a lot of teams coming into this that have been fighting for their life. They've been running this whole time. They're going to be at that pace, and we're coming into this jogging, and we're going to have to get up to that pace. That's what it looked like. And even coming up from jogging, we held it down. Like, I'm so excited about tonight's game.
Well, see, here's where I'll disagree. The Flyers came out and owned the first 12 minutes of that first period. And then
absolutely.
Yeah, then the second period, not so much. Third period, they just slammed the door closed. So I think they came out firing, maybe firing a little too much, but they came out ready to play. It was really the middle stages of the game that I was worried about.
They needed to kind of like be able to stretch out what they were doing there for the whole game.
Yeah, absolutely.
For a minute there, I was like, they might be taking the foot off the gas a little bit, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. And Aaron Moorhead with the Eagles, I'm so excited about this. Like, I don't know if we didn't know this, but he's a Super Bowl winning wide receiver with the Colts.
With the Colts, you know? Yeah. They beat the Saints.
And to have that, another person that knows what it's like to go on and perform on that level, that's what he's saying when I hear him say, I expect this wide receiving core to be one of the best in the league. It's like, not to say that I think that we will be that. And right. No, these are my expectations. Mm-hmm.
So Moorhead excites you, huh, Brian?
Absolutely. I don't know. A lot of the coaching changes with the Eagles. Marquand Manuel coming on as the DB coach.
Right.
You have another guy that's been to the big game as an entire defensive coordinator, now coming and shoring up what was just as much of a problem for the offense with the wide receivers was just as much of a problem with our defense with our DBs. Mm. And now we got both of those shored up with some intelligence in this in the coaching chain here.
Mm-hmm. No,
I'm so excited about it.
Brian, as am I, man. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
That right there is why I love Philadelphia.
Why is that?
What other city is excited by the team's wide receivers coach?
Oh, I mean, I remember going into the offseason, people were talking about how they wanted Greg Lewis.
32 cities or teams around the country. There's maybe like four teams who even know who their wide receivers coach is.
Yeah, right.
And we got Brian calling up saying he's excited for him.
Well, did you?
I love it.
What excites you more, Lewis or Moorhead?
I mean, always Moorhead.
Yeah, there you go. That's what you got to look at. Let's get Andrew in Phoenixville. What's up there, Andrew?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, bud.
I'm going to say right now, I think that the Flyers are a guarantee to win the Stanley Cup before the 76ers.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't see the Sixers winning a cup at all.
I mean, the only cup they'll be drinking from is probably a plastic cup when they see the offseason end, the season end pretty quickly. And then,
damn. You went solo cup. You went like the Sixers are going to be drinking solo cups.
Not even
man.
A pint cup.
Oh, no,
yeah,
no, no. You know what? Let me do one better. I'm sure they're probably going to be drinking from their sippy cups because like, once
oh, wow, Andrew.
Look at you, Andrew.
Andrew's down on the Sixers.
You got the Flyers giving us a parade. You got the Sixers sipping on Capri Suns.
I mean, I'm sorry. I think the Flyers cups that they have between their legs are bigger than the 76ers.
Keep going, Andrew. Let's go, man.
It's one of those things where it's frustrating. I don't see any intensity from the coach, Brown. The Flyers coach, when there was a, actually the only penalty that the Flyers had, they went up, that the Cavs went up 2-1, there was a shot of the coach, and he looked furious. It was a hold. I think it was on JVR, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a shot of the camera hitting the Flyers coach, and
Vino.
He looked so furious. Like, he's like, why would you do such a stupid penalty? I mean, there was no need for it. And you could see on his face, but you don't see that with Brown at all. You don't see the intensity. You don't see him. I don't know. I don't see any intensity with the 76ers game with any team. And I don't see them going to the playoffs at all maybe for the next year or two because,
it's next to impossible. Thanks for the call, Andrew. I love your excitement, man. It's next to impossible to miss the playoffs in the NBA. Like, it's very difficult.
Yeah.
They're going to make the playoffs. I'd like to see them at least in an Eastern Conference final. And I don't disagree at all, especially with the Flyers having a goalie now, that the Flyers will win a championship before the Sixers. Who says no right now?
Do it.
All right.
Come on, Mark.
Yeah. Come on. I don't know why this bothers you. This brightens my...
I love my mother.
You're letting her sit on hold.
Yeah, I know.
She's not a VIP.
Whoa. That's how she raised me. Okay? You wait in line.
She's a VIP.
You don't jump. You don't jump people. Hi, Mom. Good morning.
Mark, what mother was that?
I don't know. It was this woman that raised me. She spoke Polish sometimes. Anyway, yeah, what's up, Mom? Good morning.
God bless her. Well,
God bless her.
I hate to bring the subject back to the Phillies, but I want you to know that Pop was watching the game in Baltimore.
Oh, my God. So I've said this before. My mom's from Baltimore. Right. So my grandfather, 99 years old, watching the Orioles. The former Orioles usher.
Exactly.
He used to wipe the seats of the Ripken family. No big deal. I don't like to brag, but I'm just telling you. Yeah, okay. What was Pop saying, Mom?
What he said was he's grateful to the Phillies bullpen because he was in bed watching the game, and instead of counting sheep, he was counting the Oriole runs.
Thanks, Mom.
Right out. So he told me I had to tell you to thank the Phillies bullpen.
As much as
it kills me.
Thank you for passing that along to our audience, Mom.
And I also want you to know that Emanuela looks in great shape dunking that basketball into the net.
Yeah.
And her game face.
Yeah, he's mean mugging.
What is needed with the Sixers.
There's one intensity.
As well as Emanuela.
Thank you, Mother. Appreciate it. Love you, Mom.
And have a wonderful day today.
You should come out and join us, Mrs. F. Come join us at Xfinity at 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock? Okay, I'll be there with my, martini shaker?
Yes.
Oh, that'll be the day, Mom.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Okay, no problem.
I'll have a gin and tonic waiting for you. Love you too, Mom. All right.
Bye. See ya.
Eleanor could forget about gin and tonics.
Yeah, she throws them back.
Drink used guys under the table. But just let me set this scene for you real quick, because we're going to hear from JT Realmuto and his challenge to the Phillies fans. My grandfather's 99 years old, and he's an Oriole fan, lived in Baltimore practically his whole life, and worked for the team for a little bit, 25 years, an usher for the Orioles, right? He's sitting back at 99 years old laughing at this Phillies team.
Yeah.
He's like, the Orioles swept who? Like, that's how my grandfather talks. I'm not
even
kidding.
The bullpen's lowest ERA is like 8.8.
Like, if I saw my grandfather today, I'd be like, hey, Pub, the Orioles swept the Phillies. How do you like that? He'd be like, what do you say? And then he'd say, oh, how do you like that? I can't remember the last time they swept anybody. That's how my grandfather talks.
Did he know Mel Allen?
He probably raised Mel Allen.
Yeah, right?
But, yeah, that's
that's a classic. He fell asleep, not counting sheep, but counting earned run by the Phillies bullpen.
That sums up my grandfather rather well. We got our man Dan Schwartz. We got TJ in Point Pleasant. We got open lines after that, 610-632-0975. But when we come back, you'll hear JT Realmuto issue a challenge to Philadelphia fans. We'll get to that in a second here on 975 The Fanatic. But as for right now, ladies and gentlemen, get in on all the action with my friends at Parks Casino and Sportsbook, backed by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Download the Parks Casino Sports Betting app right now and take advantage of all the action they have going on at the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Take advantage of what they got right now, like all the things going on in baseball, in hockey, as well as all the things they got going on right now in basketball. All that and more available at the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Download the app right now. Get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's right, risk-free bet up to $500. And you can take advantage of Monday playoff odds, for instance, in basketball. Philadelphia going off 7-1 versus the Boston Celtics. Also, Orlando 13-1 versus Milwaukee. How about this? The Wyndham Open, if you want to get involved in some golf as well. Paul Casey at 20-1. Sergio Garcia at 40-1. So much on the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. Take advantage of all that action. Download the app right now. Get that first bet risk-free up to $500. Yeah, that's right. Up to $500. And right now, they got even more offers for you if you just go to parkscasino.com/PA. Once again, that's parkscasino.com/PA to get all the things that they are offering right now on the sports betting app for Parks Casino. Their website has all the details. Risk-free bet is refunded on your losses. A free bet that's up to $500. Your first bet is right there, $500. Must be 21 or older. Present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
And
no, and we can end it right here if you want.
I looked at her. I just
threw up.
That sounds weird. That sounds like I try. You know what I mean? Like it's like, aw.
I'm really not going to put any analysis into this, Mark.
Can we just end this?
What?
I don't want to think about
very
it
good.
As a lover.
What? Well, I'm just saying. We've talked about one aspect of life. There's the other aspect of life. Tell the full story, Pat. We're journalists, okay? Right, Bob?
It's a subject I don't cover.
Now we'd like to do a little segment. And coming up in a minute, we're going to let you hear from JT Realmuto and his challenge to all of Philadelphia. We'll get to that in a second. But first, we have all the takes. What's up, Pat?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Pat. Everybody's favorite little segment. Here we go, folks.
Now, hold on. For the record, that was you calling it little, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you got to own it, right?
Absolutely.
I want to take you back to last month when ESPN's Stephen A. Smith brought up a hiccup in the NBA bubble.
I mean, somebody's got to say it. You really, really think that people are going to be without their wives or their woman? Okay? I mean, the guys that are married without their wives, the guys that ain't married without their woman, you really, really think they honoring a bubble for 3 months and are going to deprive? Somebody got to tell the truth.
Well, he was telling the truth. Now, while he was talking about the NBA, it was an NFL rookie who made Stephen A. Smith's word ring true. Rookie cornerback Kama Sivarend was caught sneaking in a woman to the team's hotel. But that's not even the best part. Sivarend wanted, you know, that ass, obviously, so bad that he dressed her up in a Seahawks uniform or a hoodie or whatever. But he tried to
pretend. Team apparel, not jersey.
He tried. Yeah, she had the shoulder pads and everything, right?
Mouthpiece.
She was going in there on the next kicker. But he was trying to make it look like she was a part of the team to evade team security. And shockingly, the team security was able to sniff that out. He was cut.
They sniffed out that ass.
This is an undrafted free agent rookie sneaking in a girl and thinking all we have to do is put a hoodie on and no one will know. Keep
if
your
you're
going
to get cut, you might as well go out on top.
So he started a vlog a la Matisse Thybulle to try to track his he took all the videos off. So some people are speculating maybe that's how the team kind of caught on wind to what he was doing. He might have put something in there that alluded to being able to sneak somebody in. We don't know. Because,
I didn't see the thing about the vlog.
Yeah,
he posted videos already?
Yeah, he had posted some videos. He was very successful, 66 subscribers. And he immediately took them off.
What the hell is wrong with this guy? Like, first off, have we seen a picture of the lady yet?
No.
I hope she was worth it.
She looks like looks like Kathy Ireland.
Oh, well, then totally. That's worth an NFL career.
One of my all-time favorites, Kathy
Ireland. Yeah, no, this is the guy's the biggest idiot in all the universe. Undrafted rookie has an opportunity to make a name for himself in the NFL, obviously trying to make the team and he throws it all away for some lady?
Nah, he's got a story to tell.
If it was Olivia Munn, it would have been understandable.
Well, I mean, I would have totally been on his side for that, but
once again,
this is pretty crazy. No, I saw that story. Guy's a moron.
All right, some NFL news. Some players got paid yesterday, guys. So we'll start off with Temple's own Deion Dawkins.
Hollow.
Drafted in the second round by the Bills, former two-star recruit. All right, shout out to him. He signed a 4-year, $60 million extension.
Nice kid, too.
Oh, yeah. You already snow. That's what he likes to say. You know that?
He had a whole mac and cheese thing up there with the Bills.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, but very popular.
Are you aware of his "you already snow"?
Well, see, you're saying it wrong.
How am I
saying it? You already snow, and it's "you already snow." It's S-C-H-N-O-W. I'm aware. Are you aware?
I don't think that's how he does it.
Google it, son.
I've interviewed
this
him.
This is my segment.
We're practically best friends.
Apparently, you already don't snow. Now we'll move on to the players who might affect the Eagles, though.
Let's drag this argument out about who knows Temple football players more.
Okay. You want to go?
I feel really awkward right now.
Oh, after Tim
it.
Saunders.
Oh, damn it. You're
yeah,
already
damn
right.
Yeah, damn it. Ooh, see? You hate when you come at the king and you miss during his own damn segment.
I apologize.
You want to keep going?
No, I'm done now. Apparently, I don't schnell, so I'm sorry.
Now we'll move on.
M. Night Shyamalan wrote that.
Ghost wrote it. All right, now we'll move on to the extensions that could affect the Eagles.
Yes.
The long-awaited contract extension between the Chiefs and Travis Kelce,
yes,
along with the 49ers and George Kittle, they both happened yesterday. Kelce signed a 4-year, $57 million extension with the Chiefs, while Kittle signed a 5-year, $75 million extension with the 49ers. So I guess the question is Zach Ertz going to get an extension, guys?
Oh, he absolutely is going to get an extension, and it's not going to be that vicinity. It might be closer to the Travis Kelce deal, but as we talked about with our friend Adam Kaplan months ago, people were talking about the news that leaked out about how Zach Ertz was going to be waiting for the Kittle deal to see how that would work out, to see what kind of money he'd get.
Right.
And people took that as, oh, does he think he's going to get more money than Kittle? No, not at all. But he wants to know what the new market's going to be set at so he can get as close to that number as possible. I think he's more so looking at the Kelce number than he is Kittle.
I agree with that. I don't have a problem with that, and good for him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's all that he was waiting for.
It's worth mentioning he has the same agent that got Austin Hooper. I repeat, Austin Hooper.
Austin Hooper.
To be the highest paid tight end.
Yeah,
so,
that's funny.
All right. Superstar Damian Lillard. I repeat, superstar Damian Lillard has
Is this the superstar Damian Lillard you're talking about here?
I don't want you to be confused with
Damian Lillard, the superstar.
Well, yeah, because
he's really, really good.
There's
some call him Dame.
Dame
Dalla.
Yeah. Put some respect on his name.
You might confuse him with the rapper. No, this is the superstar Damian Lillard.
Gotcha.
He has propelled the Trailblazers, who were left for dead, to the play-in game against the Memphis Grizzlies. The superstar did have a bad game, though, Bob. All right? He only had 42 points, but the team managed to overcome those deficiencies and win anyway.
You know, we have questions about Joel Embiid and his consistency. When is Damian Lillard just going to,
sign of a good team when you can, you know, guy has an off game and you can still, you know.
It's a good point.
Go forward.
There you go. Superstar champions, the other guys on the squad. I admire that.
Jamie, you got nothing. You got nothing on the
Dame speaks for himself.
No, I mean, I put that in there for you. And
did you catch the audio last night? Because you can hear everything on the court. Dame Lillard made this amazing, like, crossover play as the shot clock was expiring down to the corner baseline. And he's basically, like, falling out of bounds as shooting a three. And the Nets player couldn't have played better defense. Like, literally straight up and down with him, a hand in the face, all of it. And Dame swishes it. And you hear the player, I forget who it was, go, God damn! like, what else am I supposed to do here?
How do you got a superstar?
Would you say it was a superstar move, James?
Well, it was the definition of a superstar move.
Now we'll move on to somebody.
I think anyone who was on the fence about whether or not he was a superstar, it kind of solidified the fantasy.
Yeah. I'm not on the fence of how great of a player he is.
Oh no. Wait.
That's not the argument that Mark just said. Not the argument. Are you deaf or stupid? Which is it? I love you, Bob. I just want to clarify. I love you for the listener. I love you, okay? But sometimes when you say stuff, I get angry and I lash out. And okay. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that as
I'll
a friend.
In 11 minutes, all right?
It was emotional.
I feel like Happy Gilmore right now, phoning up to his girlfriend.
Well, now I want to punch you. Anyway, go ahead. What else you got?
Now we'll go from one superstar to just a super guy. And Bob Cooney, who has a golf story. Look at that segue. So Bob has
a
golf
curse
story.
So bad right now.
I wouldn't. You know what? I'll turn my mic off. You turn yours off. You yell whatever you want. Go ahead.
Bob, so tell the golf story you got.
Pat, this is your segment. Go ahead.
Hold on a damn minute. Hold on.
Wow.
Did you just call in a guest for all the takes?
We're going out to the Comcast Business Hotline, and we're being joined by Bob Cooney. Bob,
what is this golf story, Bob? You were.
This is unbelievable. I'm switching around last night, watching different things, and I stumbled upon the amateur golf championships, and it's in Oregon. It was really windy, beautiful weather, but really windy. So there was a match going on that was pretty good, tied through 16, and these guys apparently had gone back and forth. Well, they get to 18, and they're both sitting two on a par four. One guy's in a bunker, one guy's like in the rough right next to the green. Well, the guy in the bunker, because it was so windy, a lot of the sand had been blown out. So the announcers are saying, this is going to be a really tricky shot because you don't know how much sand is in there, how hard it is. All of a sudden, the caddy of the guy jumps into the bunker and starts rubbing his hand around the sand to feel what it's like. And I'm sitting at home going, you can't do that. Like, what is this? He literally was picking up sand and playing. He was, like, playing in the sand. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then all of a sudden, you see an official come over and you see people pointing like, dude, what are you doing? The kid gets out and he's standing there. It's a kid. This guy looks like he's early 20s. And he gets out and an official comes over and is asking him questions. And you see him shaking his head like, oh, no, I was just like waving the sand to see how hard. The kid is like lying his ass off and you can hear him on the thing. And they have video of him jumping in and playing with the sand. And he's trying to say, no, I didn't touch it. Well, it's not only a stroke penalty. No, it's a hole penalty. You lose the hole. They were tied at 18, and the guy lost the hole and thusly the match.
Who was this caddy?
It was a caddy from Happy Gilmore.
It looks just like him. I was going to put a tweet out of the caddy from Happy Gilmore to plug the social media accounts, and then Jamie has to jump into the segment.
Right before that, he was actually bathing in the lake next to 18.
Anyway, we'll move on.
He picked up the cracker and ate it right there on the green.
So you got to fire that guy, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't even know if he's a hired guy because it's an amateur tournament.
That's a question.
You know what I mean?
At an amateur tournament, are the caddies professionals? Like,
are they your friend? Like your golf buddy?
It's probably your bro.
Yeah.
Hitting a bong.
Bro, the sand is moving. The sand's literally moving. The sands of time. We'll move on.
All right.
In today in history,
you were just going to pick it up and move on right away.
Yeah. But whatever.
We're here now.
I let it sit there.
Yeah, you let it sit for a little bit.
Marinate, and then we pick it up and we move on.
All right.
And we're moving on.
Just so you know, people's days have been affected by what you just did. It's 8:43 in the morning, and the rest of their day.
And the day's ruined.
And they'll think back to that
You're welcome, America.
That's Sands of Time. Whatever, Snowy. What do you got?
And today in history, it was a busy day in Philly sports. Birthdays. We could focus on former sixth overall pick Mike Mamula. We could also check in on former Philly great Juan Pierre. Or even former Chip Kelly signing Tim Tebow. But we'll focus on a guy who actually didn't play in Philly, Ed O'Bannon. You have any idea why I brought up Ed O'Bannon?
Video games, college sports.
Because he ruined fun, Jamie.
Oh, no, he ruined fun because he was a forced thinker.
Because he dare want to capitalize on his likeness. How dare he? And now because of it...
Don't forget Charles O'Bannon, too.
Yes, his brother. Now because of it, I can't play NCAA anything. Because this guy had the gall and the audacity to want to get paid for being in a video game. Can you believe it?
I'm with him. 1,000%.
That didn't go the way I thought.
No, what?
Yeah, nobody's with you on that.
Yeah, you're alone.
I'm joking.
College video games, I'm out.
No, really?
Yeah.
NCAA football used to be the best.
Play Madden.
NCAA football was better than Madden.
Yeah.
But instead of paying these guys, the games were like, oh, no, we'll just stop making the game then. We're good. Won't make the game.
What was Biff's name? Is it Biff Bannon? Biff O'Bannon from the...
Biff Tannen?
Tannen. It was Tannen.
And we'll move on to the movies. Good segue. Movie theaters are opening this upcoming
Congratulations,
Thursday. Yes. AMC theaters are selling tickets for 15 cents. So, for 15 cents, who wants to go to the movies with me after I won my big bets last night? Huh? Tickets are on me.
I'm good. Thank you. Olivia Munn might want to go with you.
Oh, my God. That'd be amazing.
Wouldn't it?
That'd be awesome.
It's not happening. But thank you, Patrick. I appreciate it.
What a killer guy's
dream. Going to Xfinity today with us?
I'm producing the game.
What an excuse.
Hello?
Plus, anytime I go to Xfinity, they look around and they go, whose child is this? Somebody lose an 11-year-old?
Maybe you shouldn't be wearing the Buzz Lightyear backpack.
Doesn't help, but yeah, if the game isn't on the radio, you know who screwed up.
You do it to yourself, my friend. You do it to yourself.
Well, you got
to
own it.
Before we jump back to the phones here, I do want to let people hear this, because to me, this was the story of the day yesterday. Listening to JT Real Muto accept and challenge fans, like accepting their support, obviously, and then also challenging them to keep it going. Mm-hmm. It was great. Here's our own Rob Motti talking to JT Realmuto, who, by the way, only hit two home runs, who, by the way, has the second most home runs in all of baseball. Not too bad right there. This is what JT Realmuto had to say when asked about all the support he's getting by our own Rob Motti. Take a listen.
JT, how aware are you of the signed JT people, not just the fans outside making all the noise, because you could hear those, obviously, whether it's on talk radio, social media, whatever it is, it's signed JT. How aware of that are you?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to be aware of it, to be honest with you. They make their voices heard, and I certainly appreciate that. You know, the passion that they have for this team and the backing that they've had for me is obviously greatly appreciated from my end, and I definitely hear it all, so... keep it up, guys.
Keep it up, guys.
Keep it up, guys.
That's it. Just keep it up. That's it. You know why? Because you're putting the pressure on the front office. You're putting pressure on John Middleton. You're putting pressure on Matt Klentak. And you know who else is doing it? It's not just us, Bobby. It's not just the Fanatic, the crew down there, the Fandemic crew.
Right.
It's also a little guy by the name of Bryce Harper who's doing it as well.
Yeah.
Who, for a second time... Really, a third time, I mean, because he yelled, sign him, during an inter-squad game at Citizens Bank Park. Then, about a week ago, he made the signature as he was signing in the air, as JT Realmuto hit a home run. And then he did it again last night. All of us were putting pressure on the front office to make sure they get a deal done with JT Realmuto.
Yeah, I don't understand what their thinking is. And the fact that, like Jamie brought up earlier, how are they not saying that they're talking to each other? How are they? And I don't think JT Realmuto's lying when he says there haven't been conversations. What are you doing?
What exactly are you doing?
I mean, the guy hasn't said he doesn't want to be here. Every home run he hits, every RBI he gets, the more he plays, that dollar amount just goes higher and higher. All you're doing is hurting yourself.
I don't disagree with you. Well, we got to watch that bullpen even more. Dan Schwartz, what's up, buddy?
Yep.
Hey, buddy.
Yep.
Hey, man.
Down on. Did you know that you were supposed to have your first martini made today at 9 a.m.?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, for our Twitch audience, here is my shaker.
You got the shaker.
I got prepared.
Come on. Absolutely, I can't prepare there, Dan. Who do you think you're talking to, buddy?
I don't know. I'm a jackass. I can't believe I made that assumption.
What's on your mind today? What's on your mind, friend?
Philly's bullpen. And I got things that might actually help them. So we got some hope here.
Oh, what do you got?
Curveball machine. I figured we could use that maybe in the eighth or ninth. You want to use it in the later innings because you don't want it to wear down during the season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it would take a roster spot, but that's something.
Neil Walker pitched yesterday. So we are, let's see, a position player has pitched. Bullpen has been terrible. We are a curveball machine away from Gabe Kapler's return.
Well, Fauci's still free agent, too.
Oh, that's right. So yeah.
Maybe we could bring him in. I thought about that. And what I think would help the most is they could use some more head. And I think it could help straighten them up.
Probably.
And if it does, you could reward them with a nice ice splooch. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. These are all good motivating factors.
Yeah,
ice splooches, we were talking about them earlier, man. They help.
Yeah, absolutely. But in all seriousness, I'm at the point like I crossed some type of line where it was like extremely frustrating, and now it's almost like I enjoy when they like mess up. It's like, is that sick? It's like, you know, when they gave up that made it 13-1 to 13-8, part of me was like, God, please let them score to make it 14-13, they lose. I don't know why.
That's...
I have no hope. I have no faith, and I think it would just be fun talking point the next day. Uh-huh. I don't think there's anything you can do this season to patch that up.
Yeah, there's not. And look, I don't think they're going to, because I don't think they're going to try to make a playoff push here. Let's get to TJ real quick in Point Pleasant. What's up, TJ? Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
It's funny you were talking about your grandfather being 99. You know, being an Orioles fan and everything. My grandmother turns 99 on the 17th. And, you know, she's the opposite. She's a huge Phillies fan. And, you know, she can't really talk as well as she used to, but she can still curse out the Phillies. This is probably, you know, being 99, she's a lot of, and this is probably the worst bullpen she's ever seen.
Yeah, I was going to say, 99 years old as a Phillies fan, you've seen a lot of bad bullpens.
Exactly. You know, they think we got her lost cause, and he just... It's hilarious.
TJ, we're losing you, buddy. I appreciate it. Give us a call back a little bit later, man. Sorry about that. 610-632-0975. Unfortunately, a little bit of a bad connection there. I want to hear more about mom or grandma. That's what I want to hear more about. 99
year old matchmaking.
Grandma. It's possible. 610-632-0975. We got Mike and Del Rey. We got Jack in Newtown. We got Jack in Newtown. And then when we come back, we're going to talk to Flyers play-by-play man Tim Saunders and all the excitement that is calling these Flyers games at the high level that these Flyers are playing hockey at right now. That's what we're going to talk to when we return here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And you know what? Speaking of excitement, I'm always excited about a real Philly deli. Always love finding a new real Philly deli, which is why I love Dietz & Watson Premium Meats and Artisan Cheeses, because they take care of the Philadelphia area like no other. Dietz & Watson Premium Meats and Artisan Cheeses are always top-notch every single time. They are enjoyable beyond anything. All the premium meats and cheeses that you get from a real Philly deli when they have Dietz & Watson. Visit realphillydeli.com. That's realphillydeli.com to find a real Philly deli near you. If you want meat and cheese stuffed, condiment loaded, holy wow, this is delicious real Philly deli hoagies, then you got to get a real Philly deli. Make their hoagies with the pride they use in using Dietz & Watson premium meats and artisan cheeses. To find a real Philly deli near you, visit realphillydeli.com. That's realphillydeli.com. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.